In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes, I said the wrong thing. The gospel of the Lord, not just the word of the Lord. You cannot have a stray thought run through your mind when you're doing the liturgy. And I did. I was thinking about a friend of mine who has this t-shirt that says, "Be alert. We need more alerts." And perhaps we do. I'm not sure what our alert status is. But this idea of be awake, be alert, be ready for when the time comes. It's a very interesting thing here that he says that of that time, of that hour, no one knows. Not even the Son knows. This is one of those passages that caused the church so much trouble when it was trying to decide exactly what the relationship between Jesus the Son and God the Father was. It gave ammunition to the Arians, for example, to say that there was some difference between Father and Son. Because if the Son didn't know what the Father knew, how could they be the same thing? Maybe they're only of a very similar type of substance, and on from there. Ultimately, though, the Orthodox teaching that we follow is that Father and Son are, and the Holy Spirit for that matter, are of the same substance, of one being with the Father. We do tend to explain it in terms of the idea that as a human being in the incarnation, that Christ was limited to those things that human beings are limited to. And so at that point, as he's talking to his followers, he doesn't know what hour it will be. Or he knew and he just wasn't going to tell him, which could also work. Because then you would have to be ready at any point. Be ready for the coming of the Lord. When I was growing up, this was a huge part of the theology, the rapture theology. If you've never heard of it, it's because you probably grew up Episcopalian. It's not really part of our understanding of things, but it's huge in some parts of the church. They take passages like this and some bits from Revelation and a drop from Daniel and put it together into something that came about, quite frankly, near the end of the 1800s. By about 1910, it really came into being, and that would make it something new, and we Episcopalians don't do new. So we don't do change. How many Episcopalians does it take to change a light bulb? What do you mean, change? So it's not really part of our ethos very much, but it is part of the Christian spectrum, this idea of the second coming of Christ. And certainly, we as Episcopalians believe in that. In our Eucharistic prayer, we say that Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. In the Nicene Creed, we look for the coming of Christ when he will judge the living and the dead. The second coming is a thing, and we should be ready for it, and we should work towards it. Because that's the thing. We, as the body of Christ, are to do the work of Christ. It is our work and through us that God is transforming the world into God's kingdom. It's an idea called inaugurated eschatology, the already but not yet, that God's kingdom is, and there are little outposts all over the place, churches, and we work to spread the kingdom of God, that when we go out as Christians bearing the name of Christ, we do the work of Christ. And so it's kind of an idea of, you know, Jesus is coming, you better look busy. Except it's not just looks, it's what we do. Last week we heard on Christ the King Sunday about the king separating the nations into sheep and goats and talking about the sheep, the good ones, the ones who had fed the hungry and clothed the naked. There is work to do, and we need to be doing it. Jesus said it's like when a master leaves and leaves his servants to do their work. The downside to rapture theology, the idea that at some point God is going to just raise up everybody in the church and leave everyone else to deal with the mess, the problem with that is it takes away responsibility. We have a job to do. We can't just wait around until we're done and everyone else can clean up. You ever been to a party like that? we're the one left to clean up afterwards. Everyone else had their fun and taken off. It's no good. It's our job to be doing the work. It's our job to be Christ in the world. Christ who went out and talked with people and got to know them. The Samaritan woman at the well, lepers that he healed, he would speak to them, talk to them, have compassion upon them. He fed the hungry, 5,000 at a shot. He listened, he loved. And that's what we're called to do as Christians, to leave this beautiful place and go out in the world and spread the love of God. To spread God's kingdom, to work towards its building up right here, right now. And so while there are those who are just waiting around for it all to come crashing down, we are called to be building it up, to be transforming, that God works through us, that when someone meets us out in the world, that they are able to see at least a glimmer of Christ in us. And so our task is to see how much glimmer there is and to take that little spark and let God breathe on it, let it grow, to build a fire in us. And our reading from Isaiah, it said, may God rip apart the heavens and come down like burning fire and set afire the kindling and boil water. How much fire burns in us? Our bishop, Brian Sage, is fond of using a prayer, come Holy Spirit, come as fire. Is that fire burning in our lives, or are we just tending embers and hoping for the best? We are called to be a flame, to be a light to the world, that Christ's light will shine through us. Advent is a time of preparation. We look back to the first advent of our Lord Christ 2,000 years ago for our salvation and prepare for his coming again. When we see the results of that work, that all nations can be drawn unto Christ, that we can all dwell in the kingdom of God together. It is a glorious vision and one that seems almost unreal at times, but it is real. It is something we are called to do. It's not just some pie in the sky, one day kind of thing. Right now, as soon as you get up and walk out these doors, you've got things to do. I've got things to do. We are sharing the kingdom of God with people. May God grant us the grace that our lives will shine with that light of Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.